Greetings, listeners, and thank you for joining us tonight for our featured show, The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Magnolia. Tonight's show may feature elements of murder and suspense and may not be suitable for those with low constitutions. Thank you for listening.
The Big Apple, the city that never sleeps. The city so nice they named it twice. Of course, I'm talking about Chicago. Crime is as common here as I imagine gas would be for a sumo wrestler. She's just as violent, too, but she's my city. I took a vow to keep her safe, no matter how much of a dirty slut she could be. It was a night like any other. Kinda dark, mostly quiet. Maybe a little drizzle of rain. Didn't really look. Had a hamburger for dinner at that local spot, Tommy Spaghetti's. It's an odd name for a restaurant that doesn't serve pasta. Even stranger name for an Irishman. Anyway, back to the present. Just got into the office. I prefer to work night shifts, much less distractions. Yeah, come in. That's when this broad walked in. She had legs for days and a coochie to match. Her eyes said she needed help, and the tingle in my pants said I needed some too. But I'm a professional.
Are you Detective Magnolia?
Does the Pope shit in his hat?
I'm not sure.
Sorry, I've just been really thinking about that lately. Anyway, yeah, I'm Detective Magnolia. They call me Slippery Dick on the streets, though.
Oh, that's nice, I guess. Look, I need your help.
Sure, dog. Give me the corn, straight from the cob.
Well, I think my boyfriend might be a gangster.
Really, Toots? What makes you say that?
Well, he's unemployed.
Yeah?
But he's always working. He brings home stacks of money, but never has an explanation from where it comes from.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean he's a gangster, but it is a little shady. You got any other clues?
Yeah. He's always eating meatballs with his friends, and they're always calling him boss.
Yeah, him and half the men in this city call that a Tuesday night. What else you got for me?
Oh, I'm not sure. He has a lot of guns. Oh, and a shit ton of drugs.
Doesn't really give me a whole lot to work with, but I'll tell you what. I'll look into it. What's your boyfriend's name?
Tony Two-Ply.
Two-Ply? Is that Welsh?
Nah, I think it's Italian.
Then I think I know where to find him. I stopped by Tommy Spaghetti's diner. Didn't think Two-Ply would be there, but that didn't matter. Had it something else more important to deal with.
Look, Dick, I can't help you.
Tommy, you son of a bitch, give me my nickel back. That burger gave me the worst diarrhea I've had in my life. It's like an Ovaltine fire hose down there.
Oh, don't you go making accusations about my burgers.
You're a fraud.
You bastard. Get your leaky arse out to me goddamn restaurant.
All right, fine, I'll leave. But I'll see you tomorrow. Send me one of them burgers.
Oh, it's due, boyo.
I knew just where to find Mr. Two-Ply, an old joint south of downtown called the Krusty Cannoli. A lot of the big-time gangsters in town meet there to talk shop. Knock back a few beers. Guys like Joey Shortarms, Henry the Rat-Ass Tattletale, and of course, Louis Loose Slips Logano. All major names in the crime scene. Hey, barkeep.
What can I get you, pal?
Give me a Talladega Titty Twister.
Sure thing.
That'll be a quarter. This is a dime.
Say, I'm looking for a guy. Owes me some money. Goes by the name of Two-Ply. You know of him?
What are you? Some sort of private dick?
No, I'm a dick in public, too. Come on, give me the poop on Two-Ply.
Look, Flatfoot, if I knew who that was, why would I tell you anything? Cops is bad news in this neighborhood. Quite frankly, we don't want yous around it.
Well, see, I'm not the only dick in the building. Fine, I'll see my way out. I headed down the road. I had no leads, nothing to go on. Then I noticed this car behind me was indeed following me. Why else would someone drive around the same city block 14 times like I did? I pulled over in front of my office, and soon after, I see a man getting out of the car, and he starts to approach me. So I rolled down my window.
Hey, buddy. You looking for Two-Ply?
So what if I am?
Yeah, maybe I can take you to him.
And maybe I'll follow you then.
Maybe you'll let me ride shotgun with you.
Maybe you'll pitch in a little for gas.
Maybe you can ride with me.
Maybe I'll pitch in a little for gas. And you can ride with me.
Alright, deal. Alright, go straight to the light here. Jesus, the man wants it turned green.
I'm sure they're fine. People in this city, I'm telling you. They can't drive worth a chicken feather.
Okay, take a left at the stop sign. Here's an alley. Stop at the building with the red door.
Now what?
Now you get out of the car, asshole.
It wasn't the first time I'd had a gun drawn on me, but it was the first time as a real gun and not just one drawn on my face when I passed out at a party. He walked me into the building, a dimly lit warehouse. I could make out two other figures in the darkness, as the man led me to a table full of drugs and money in the middle of the room. So what's this then? You and your goons gonna kill me right here in this room? Look, I wanted to speak to Two-Ply. I've got nothing on him. He's merely a person of interest. Some old dame came into my office. You might know her. You'd recognize her for sure. She had legs for days and a coochie to match. Thought I should probably investigate him because he was maybe a criminal. But I could see now, looking at the stack of drugs and money on the table and that gun pointed in my back. It's clear that crazy bitch had no idea what she was talking about.
Sit down at the table.
Don't often do what I'm told, because I'm a bit of a loose cannon. Usually do the opposite. In fact, when I was a teenager, my mom told me my dad left us and I was going to be the man of the house from here on out. So I left her too. But in this case, I thought it'd be wise to do what I was told. The two men moved closer to the table. I could make out their faces, and I recognized one immediately. Meatball Mike, the organized crime lord of East Chicago. They called him Meatball because of the meatball-sized mole on the side of his face. Goddamn thing looked like a throbbing blob of raw meat on his cheek. The second man was grossly overweight. His man titties looked like two possums fighting in a trash bag as he walked. A certain musky smell wafted over from him as he got closer.
Detective Richard Magnolia, meet Meatball Mike and the Fat Man. You can call me Tony Two-Ply.
God damn it, did I seriously not ask your name earlier?
No you did not.
Well, mother always told me to mind my manners, but I am a rebel.
Look, keep your nose out of our business and we won't mess with you. The moment I hear you snooping around again, I'll cut you from asshole to appetite. Capiche?
Alright, but I think it's pronounced capiche.
Get the hell out of here. We're moving out of this warehouse tonight.
So that's why you weren't afraid to drive me here. Alright, well, what do I tell your girlfriend, Two-Ply?
Oh, don't worry about her. She's been dealt with.
Headed down to a little Italian joint called Domino's. My partner and I meet here for dinner a few times a week. Like clockwork, here he came, Detective Hamilton. He's been my partner for 5 years. And that's all I know about him.
Dick, about time you got here. Titty Twister's getting watered down.
Watered down? The goddamn thing's practically water now. But thanks anyway.
That's what you get for being late.
Here comes a waiter.
What can I get for you, gentlemen? I'll take the beef tartare.
Oh my God, Hamilton, that's raw beef. You're disgusting.
And for you, sir?
Can I get the same thing, but the chicken instead?
Thanks,
Antonio. I assume that's your name.
Actually, it's Vince.
I'm not going to remember anything other than Antonio, thanks, though, huh? Can we get those, some more rolls? So the night rolls on. Just another dark, gritty night in the big city. After dinner, I head back to my apartment. Maybe crank on my Stromboli a little. So until next time, listener, keep it in your pants.
That concludes our first episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice. Tune in next week to hear the continuing adventures of Detective Magnolia. And remember, dear listeners, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And if it gives you gophers, well, that's a whole different radio show. Good luck and good night.